Couple thoughts were passing through my mind as I was preparing this homily. I had a conversation with an insurance agent from the Knights of Columbus this week, and it kind of came out that many people, when they die, or when they buy life insurance, if they do, they don't expect that that moment is ever going to come, or they kind of are unaware of it. You know, it's like we're going to live forever. And so we were discussing that, and yes, it's a good thing to get insurance. But this idea, do we take more care of what we do here on earth rather than eternal goods? That's the thought that passed through my mind. Also, running the half marathon, am I ready? Have I done the preparation? Have I done the best that I can to prepare? Both remote preparation and immediate preparation. Am I ready today? Jesus asked us the question today, who do you say that I am? You know, I was thinking about the parables of the house built on sand and the house built on rock. It kind of came to mind because of the fact that in Matthew's version of this passage, Jesus says to Peter, "You are the rock, and I will build my church upon this rock." So what sort of house have we built? What sort of house have you built on the rock, the church or Christ? What sort of relationship do you have with Christ's church, with his body? Are you building for the long term, the long haul? Is it going to withstand the storm that comes? You know, there's lots of different kinds of ways we could find shelter, right? We could be standing in a nice cardboard box, nice and cheap, right? Does the trick for a while. Or we could have a tent, you know, it's nice for camping. I like tents. But when it's storming, not the best, you know, might be a little wet. Or a motorhome, you know, and motorhome's got some more amenities, kind of nice, yeah? Right? Got some extra things. My family, we never got to do the motorhome thing, but I always envied those people who have those things. But still, again, it's kind of temporary, right? Or we might have a rental home where we're renting it, we're staying there, but there's always the possibility that we can move on. Or maybe you have a house that you built yourself, that you've put sweat and labor into, and you built that and you're living in it now. Of course, I mean, these are all analogies for how do we live in the church? How comfortable are we in our faith? You know, it indicates a permanency and a sort of prosperity when we remain rooted in Christ, rooted in his church. And we're playing for keeps, right? At the end of the day, we're playing for keeps. You know, we want to be with Christ forever. And there is a storm coming. There's a storm coming, and maybe we could even say that it is a storm right now in our lives. So how well has your house withstood the storm? How well are you weathering that storm? Are you remaining dry? Is it nice? And this is a strong house, firm foundation, feels nice, or is the foundation cracked and leaking, or what's going on? What's the state of your house when it comes to your relationship with Christ? Are you at risk of being washed away? It's a good thing for us to think about. You know, sometimes we have always felt secure. There's people who go through life and they've always felt strong in their faith. And maybe you've never been challenged. But if you have been challenged by the church or her teachings and you're still here, that's a good sign. It's a good sign that you've been tested. You've been brought to that point where you kind of had to decide, gosh, this is difficult. This is challenging. And yet you're still here. That's a good thing. You know, that faith that is tested becomes stronger. That's a sign that you've put your own will and you've put it under submission to the will of God. It's an impressive thing when we can do that in our lives. You know, if you've been struggling to be here, if you've been struggling to be in the church, that's okay. Jesus says, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself. Deny himself and follow me. So if you've never struggled before, or if you've never had you know, the experience of being hurt or felt challenged or disillusioned, either by the members of the church or maybe in the church herself, thank God for that. Thank God that you've never had to experience that. But don't believe that it will never happen. You know, we will always be challenged in the life that we live as Christians. We will always be challenged. Jesus says, take up your cross daily and follow me. So that means we're going to encounter the cross in our lives. And we have to pray. We have to pray Because there's that old saying, by the grace of God, but by the grace of God, there go I. Meaning, you know, it's only God's grace that keeps me going in the right direction. As Jesus' followers, we will live in stormy places. That's just the reality we live in, right? We're being challenged. Our faith is always being challenged. And it's tempting when the rain comes and when the wind comes to say, you know what? It's kind of stormy here. I'm going to go find a place where it's not so stormy. And that's when the tent or the mobile home or the rental house or the cardboard box kind of come in handy, right? And so we can have that idea that, you know, I don't know if I want to stay here. It's challenging. It's difficult. And yet, what is Jesus calling us to do? Who do you say that I am? That's what he asks us. Who do you say that I am? How deep does your conviction go that Christ is who he says he is? That he is indeed the one true God. That this is his one true church and has the fullness of truth. Challenging. That all other religions, all other churches, all other systems of belief are in some way not quite the fullness of truth. It's a pretty big statement. It's a pretty big, bold statement. You know, maybe some here aren't Catholic tonight. What's your level of commitment to your own belief system? Do you believe it's the truth? That's a question that we should all be seeking. Where is the truth? Where does it lie? As Catholics, we believe it's here. That's why we're here, right? Otherwise, we would go somewhere else. If we believe our Catholic faith is the fullness of truth, and we believe Christ is who he says he is, it should make a huge difference in our lives, how we respond. So how anxious are we to share that truth with others, share our faith with others? How anxious are we to bring our family members, our spouses, our friends, those who we work with, to come to know the truth? How willing are you to share with others? It's a good question. It's a good question of how rooted am I in his church? Because if it's the truth and I really believe it, then I want to share it. Even if I'm not the best at evangelizing, at least I want that, right? And I maybe take a step in that direction if I can. Jesus says to us, who do you say that I am? And what's our response? You know, many couples that I work with for marriage, many students in religious ed, even some of our students over at our Catholic school, they know the right answers, right? And their families, they know the right answers. They know that they should want a relationship with Jesus. They know that they should want to practice their faith. However, they have not yet been successful in putting Christ at the very center of their lives. That's okay. They're not there yet, but that's okay. There's always time. But it's a realization. It's a realization. Where am I? Have I rooted myself in Christ? Or am I still working on it? It's a good thing for us to know about ourselves. For many of them, they've been seeking. They've been, you know, trying to do it. But they find it very challenging. Why is that? Because they haven't yet built upon the rock. For whatever reason, they are where they are, and they're not yet in that strong foundation, that strong house that Christ builds us, that can withstand the storm of life. They haven't answered the questions with conviction in their own heart of, who do you say that I am? They haven't answered that yet with full conviction. We got to believe. We got to believe that Jesus is calling us. Not just in the head, right? It's one thing to know something. But then it's got to drop down into our heart and into our soul, where we really believe this. We really know this. And we live out of that. So there's a few ways, there's many ways we could grow deeper in our relationship with God, grow more rooted in Christ. I just want to suggest a few things. One thing, easy to do, maybe even in the summer it's easier for some of us, we could go to daily Mass. That's one way to grow our relationship with Jesus. You know, you don't have to go every day, but maybe just pick one day. One day a week I'm going to try to get to daily Mass. You know, it doesn't have to be here, it could be at another church, another parish in town. This is an easy way, and if you do that often, it will change your life. I guarantee it will change your life. Another idea, we have this parish community night coming up this Tuesday, or find some other way of investing in the community here or in other Christian and Catholic relationships in our parish. You know, it's difficult to grow and to have fellowship with people we don't know. So it's important to come to know each other on a deeper level so that we can grow together and share together. So our first parish community night is coming up this Tuesday. It's from 4 to 8. So you can come for any part of that. You don't have to stay the whole time, but come on and check it out. These sorts of things, when we do these things with purpose and intention, will make us stronger. They will deepen our relationship. They will put down those roots into Christ. They will build that strong foundation that we need to survive the storm. Your faith in Jesus has got to be a priority, right? If we tell people, I'm a Catholic, I follow Jesus, and yet our life doesn't speak to that, either by our words or our actions, it doesn't speak to that, that speaks for itself, right? So, you know, I'm kind of preaching to the choir, you're the ones here tonight, that's good, right? But recognize, our witness has an important aspect of how the world sees us as a church. Because if we say that Jesus is the Son of God, he's the second person of the Trinity, all these things, if we truly believe that, then shouldn't that make it a priority in our lives to come to know him, to be rooted in him? Has to be a priority. Has to be front and center in our lives. Not just one among many, but the priority. And remember that we're playing for keeps, right? We're playing for keeps. The storm is coming. Maybe you're living in the storm right now. So will your house weather the storm? In other words, is your faith in Jesus strong? Is it strong enough? And is it based upon the truth of who he says he is? Will you remain rooted in Christ? Or, when the storm comes, will you move away from Christ and step apart from him to something that is more, something you prefer or something you like better, something that's easier, something that is more convenient? Today, Jesus asks us, he asks you, who do you say that I am? What is your response?